This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Shout out to Jeff. When we were in the break, he said, yo, I got my credit pie ready. And I just went to look. He's there. Jeffrey, hit us with the credit pie, baby.
I just want to give credit. I want to give 40% to my defensive X-Factors. And I want to give another 40% to my offensive X-Factors. Because they did their thing yesterday. Connerly, he had his hands full over there, but I think he did a pretty good job for it to be his first real game in the NFL against ones. I loved it. Our defensive line, I went into the season wondering if the additions to the D-line were good additions, how it was going to play out. And yesterday showed me, these boys can play. It doesn't matter the age that they were brought over, how they were with their previous teams. Our defense and our offensive line really amazed me yesterday. And then I got to get a last 20% to AP, man. A lot of people, when he made these decisions on bringing these players in, oh, he's old or the other teams left out. No, we got to give it to him. He's hit on them.
Yeah, man. Can we get a hot dog update? Have we let White Brian off the hook here?
So we let his giant brother AMAC. White Brian finished 10 glizzies, and AMAC is finishing the last 5.
I applaud your graciousness, Jeff.
Yeah, only because I don't want to work the stream this week because White Brian is sick.
CK,
from hot dogs.
The Cluster Buster also came in and said, hey man, don't kill yourself over a bet. And honestly, eating 15 hot dogs, that's got to be a serious sodium bomb. So, why, Brian, you've had 10 hot dogs now. How are you feeling?
Not great. Very salty in the mouth.
Yeah. You feel bloated?
Yeah.
He feels very salty in his mouth.
Pause. Hey, Jeff, you saw Jeff eat it by himself? I don't want to work the stream, so I say, hey, let the other dude eat them.
Got to think ahead, man.
White Brian, if you can focus on the football, as a Giant fan, you said to me you never thought that you weren't sure they'd win, but you thought they'd keep it close. What is your reaction from yesterday?
I was hoping the offense would look better than it has the last couple of years, and it arguably looked
preseason.
Worse. So it's the same old with the Giants.
Y'all look good in preseason, though.
They took that preseason
Y'all
seriously,
took it serious,
baby.
Dog.
Yo, the two teams that couldn't stop talking about how seriously they took the preseason, the Bengals and the Giants, combined for 23 points yesterday.
That shocked me yesterday.
The Bengals?
The Bengals against the damn Browns. Didn't they play the Browns?
Yeah. Browns have had a good defense. But, yeah, their first drive was awesome, and they couldn't do anything after that. Let's keep these phones going. Our guy Mark is in Landover. Mark, what's up, man?
AJP, AB Mitch.
What's up, man?
I said they were going to stomp them into the ground. It didn't quite go that way, but if they'd have cut down on those penalties, I'd have been close to the fact, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And also, man, as far as JP, you've been asking about the credit pie, and I've got to lean towards what Mr. Mitchell said, because I think that Mr. Josh Harris knows some metalsmiths, and they made a really big tin pie pan for a huge pie, and I think that it would only be appropriate for everyone in the organization on the way back to the top should get a piece of the pie. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to B. Mitch again and Mr. Santana Moss. Because that really, Brian, you really made it a class thing of him going into the Ring of Fame, buddy, and you did an excellent job.
And I
really appreciated you messing with him a little bit, and Tana handled it with class, and you did it with class, my friend.
Thank you.
Jeff told me you guys' lines are loaded up, so I'll get off here, guys. And, hey, let's win that game Thursday night, buddy, and everybody gets a piece of the pie, and that synergy's on the way back like it was when you were playing in 91, Brian.
Let's get it.
Have a good day, guys, and take care.
Thanks, right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy.
Our guy Zeke from Southeast is on the line. Zeke, what do you got, bud?
Hey, guys, what a great win. I got to start off by giving 20% to the front office and Adam Peters for putting this roster together. And then you got to get another 20% for the coaches, man. I mean, what a game plan, offensive and defensive. And then, of course, 20% for the offense, 20% for the defense, and 20% for the special team. I think it was a whole team effort. So not one individual or one player, but the whole team. I mean, we didn't look our best, but we looked like we were ready to play. And that's one of the big things. And also, JP, I want to give another 5%, another extra for our Maryland Terps for going out there.
Let's
and getting
go.
The win as well.
I'm glad I didn't put a mortgage payment on it, though.
Right.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate it, bud. Let's go to Q-Ball. Hello, Q-Ball. How are you?
Brothers, brothers, brothers.
What up?
All I want to say with the credit pies, B. Mitch, Lord have mercy, I'm sitting in my chair enjoying the – we talking about credit pie. Let's talk about the pancake hits. It started off with Kinlaw, that first drive, monster play. Let's talk about Jeremy Reeves with that pancake hit that caused that turnover. Let's talk about Deron Payne being constantly double-teamed but made that sack. I see why he gets a lot of attention because of the double teams that he has to hit. A lot of people don't catch that. Let's talk about Nick Ballore on that bone-crushing pancake hit on that punt coverage. And the rest of my pie goes to the offense. Eckler and Bill, dynamite, just tearing up the grass out there. And then the last piece goes to Mr. Debo, of course, for holding it down in the pass plays. But overall, the bone-crushing pancake hits is where my focus was, fellas. I'm out. Thank you.
Appreciate
right,
you, man. Good
Appreciate
call.
You.
Thank you. Debo was full dog. I mean, blocking all of
hey,
it.
Hey, man. People were making those comments about Debo and things like that. And as we had stated, he caught pneumonia and couldn't really work out. Came in heavier last year. He admitted that. But the dude on that field since he's been here, and Adam Peters even said it. No, not Adam Peters.
Kingsbury.
Cliff said he came in, he was overweight. He said, I'm going to lose this. Don't worry about it. Dude lost 20 pounds. He was serious about it. And when the people were trying to make the comments about he was being slow, he wasn't slow then. He'd already came in and lost the weight. And on that field yesterday, you see why his name is Debo. He inflicts his will on people.
Totally, dude. Our guy Drew is on the line. Drew, what time did you pull into that parking lot, man?
We were there at 7:30, and it started a little drizzly, but it sure ended a beautiful day.
What time did they actually let you in? Because I know you're in like the super tailgate lot, but still,
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Damn.
So, and we were in at 7:30. We were not first in line.
I saw the picture you sent me.
Yeah, there was 15, 20 cars in front of us, and by the time they opened it at 8 o'clock, there were people. It was going out to the street. They had to double up. It was crazy. It was bedlam in there yesterday, and I think it's just going to get better all season. So I'm excited. Yesterday to me proved last season was not a dream. We're going. This is real. So I'm excited.
All right.
But
you got a credit pie?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to give 40% to the defensive line and 40% to the offensive line. And both those lines played outstandingly. And that's, you know, when 80% of the credit pie can go to the Lions in the first game, that tells you that this year could be a fun year. Because the trenches still matter, you know. And then, and I think that I would take 5%, 5%, 5%, the cornerbacks, you know, 5% for all three cornerbacks, right? So Lattimore, Amos played great, good rookie game. I wish he would have gotten that interception. You know, penalty pulled it back. That would have been a great way to start. And Samersville, those three guys are going to be good. And I give 5% to Jaden. Hard to not give Jaden credit pie. I mean, he's just awesome on the field. And what the hell? I just say the other 10% goes to everybody. It's just a lot of fun to watch these guys. You know, I can tell you my buddy Bleep You Vince did not have a good day.
Yeah, but Bleep You Vince.
Bleep You, he's gone. I took him to the train station. He was sad the rest of the day. He's going to be sad for a while. So, but Washington has something to be happy about, and the season is on.
Appreciate you, Drew. So, thank you. You know, I also have a friend named Vince that's a Giants fan, and I saw him last week, and he was going to the game, and then he had some work stuff pop up. He had to fly out of town, and I was like, secretly, you're not that upset about that because you know the Giants aren't going to win.
Yeah, he was happy.
He's like, oh, he was happy as whatever, hell. Man, whatever.
He was happy as hell.
Let's go to Chris at Culpepper. Chris, what up, dude?
What's going on, fellas? How are y'all?
We're good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, living the dream on this Monday. 50% to the defensive line. I haven't seen a defense play like that in years. As soon as the ball was hiked, they were in the backfield. They were smashing Wilson. Every ball that came out of his hand looked like a pop-up. Enjoyed it thoroughly. 35% to the cornerbacks. We literally have Troy Vincent on our team right now. His last name is Amos, and he's a stud monster. They didn't throw the ball his way at all. They weren't bringing his name up, just like with Laramie. He didn't hear anything all day. Love the cornerback situation. Last little bit I'm going to divvy it up to is 15% is to all the running backs in the team, including Debo, including Jaden, including Eckler, including Bale. And I can't remember the last guy's name. It's just
Nichols.
Yeah, and I mean, they were just running the ball. Fourth quarter, running with their heads off, smashing everybody. Bill with that run, that 55-yard run at the end of the game. Just excited. We didn't play that well, guys. And look what we did.
Yep.
Good luck, Cincinnati. We'll see you Thursday.
Thanks, dude. Not really sure how Cincinnati fits in, but that's okay. Let's go to Danny in D.C. Danny, what up?
Sorry about that, guys. I took a Teams call. Was coming in, but get back to it. I think 30 has to go to the fans, 30 to the effort of the whole entire team. And I think 20 goes to the halftime ceremony. I think it's getting better. B. Mitch, you did a great job doing that, running that show yesterday. And then 20 to the coaches.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you, Danny. I'm going to try to wrap up these calls because we are hoping to hear from Dan Quinn next. Alex is in Vienna. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, I was giving all my credit pie goes to Dalen Lyle and you know, for getting the comeback started.
You talking about the Nats, dog?
Oh, wait. We're talking about the Commanders? I'm sorry, man. I'm just messing with you.
I'm like, who the hell is he talking about?
The show that starts at 2 o'clock, they'll be all over that.
In all seriousness, John Bates is not getting enough credit. On both of the running touchdowns, you look at him, he is clearing people out. And I mean, he is just a marvel at what he does. And it's one of those unsung roles. But if you watch the video clips of both Debo's touchdown and Bill's touchdown, he is just tearing people up on those blocks.
He's
man.
A monster, dude.
I'll tell you, John Bates did. The people that know, because John Bates got a nice contract extension this offseason, man. So somebody knows.
Right. A question for B. Mitch, if we've been in a locker room. How do you clean up penalties?
It's all mental. It's all mental. I mean, you got to go out there, and the thing about it is mental and physical, because when you normally are out of position, you grab. If you're sitting up there and you're not focused on the right thing, you don't even jump. You make mistakes. So it's a mental thing where you got to constantly go through it.
I think a lot of that
drills.
A lot of it was procedural stuff.
It's not necessarily drills. It's all mental for the most part.
Like like for instance, you had two veterans yesterday, Alex, Zach Ertz and Austin Eckler, both called for false starts, procedural stuff.
Yeah.
They hadn't been on the field yet.
People get anxious.
Those are veteran players that made little mental mistakes. You don't have to drill that. They're fully aware of the mistake, and I highly doubt it happens again.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Shout out to Dale and Lyle. All right, last call for right now. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. All
right, man.
Hey, man, one main thing that we are leaving out that we got to give a lot of credit to, man, is the sport, what do they call them? The therapies, you know, the ones that keep you trained and all that.
The trainers?
There you go. The trainers, brother. Thank you. The trainers, man, because no, like, major injuries. Just look at Pittsburgh, man. They lost three big Joey Porter Jr., and I can't remember the other two. So that's hats off on that. And good. So I say 40% defense. I'm glad. I'm rooting for Kinslaw, man, because especially his story. And I'm a shelter volunteer myself, so I'm definitely rooting for that brother. And, you know, everything goes well. I'm glad he got paid, everything else. He deserved it. Everybody was criticizing him, overpaid, what Adams did. But, I mean, it's, you know what? I'm glad. I hope Adam keeps doing all kind of moves and everything else. And that way, if everybody else criticizes it, it's a good thing.
There you go. Appreciate you, Alex.
The other thing, too, man. All right, bro.
Thank you, bud. Shout out to my man, Alex. He said, what are those guys called? The ones that do the training? The trainers. Appreciate you, Alex. When we come back, Dan Quinn speaks to the media.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. So brand new. Yesterday, Dan Quinn, head coach of the Washington Commanders, started the season 1-0 with a 21-6 win over the New York Giants. Now today, he gets ready for a short week in the Green Bay Packers. Here is the Commanders head coach addressing the media.
Really ready, and it wasn't too big. That was really cool to see.
Nikki?
Going back to Debo, his touchdown where you got literally 3-4 guys all blocking and you and even Laramie Tunsil down the field. I mean, what did you see from that? And you know, how did you think those guys did in blocking?
Yeah, I would definitely want Laramie being my bodyguard, you know, way out front onto that play. You know, you saw Biadic out. I think it might've been Bill out in front, but that's the type of things that, you know, can make difficult to defend, because defending the wide parts of the field, Nikki, as well as down the field shots, that's what makes, you know, defending an offense difficult when it's, you know, laterally and, you know, down the field. So to be able to get the edge, there's some certain things you got to do. I think it was a good, you know, down block by Bates, I'm sure, to, you know, pin a defensive end, you know, inside. So having the different schemes, and he just has a unique way about him. And we have a couple players that have some uniqueness to them. I thought, you know, Eckler has some of that uniqueness when he gets the ball and can make things happen, but it was very cool to see that.
And then with Debo on the kick returns, I know that's part of who he is and what he's done for a long time. As a coach, when you're, you know, seeing him try to hurdle guys on kick returns and knowing how valuable he is on offense, is there ever any like, oh gosh, please don't, please don't?
I try not, I wouldn't put him in if I felt like that would be the case, because I do know it's some game-breaking plays, but if we can be the best at that, then I think that's, you know, a really big op to do it. It's definitely different than it was, you know, just 2 years ago. They're closer, it's different. It's a more effective way, I think, with the kick and the kick returns. We're still learning it and growing, but I do feel like he's the type of person that can be a game-breaker at it.
Tom?
Thanks, Dan. Shifting focus to Green Bay, I wanted to ask first about Micah. What was your reaction to that trade?
I was surprised that he was traded. And I had an absolute blast coaching him. So he, you know, brings out the mad scientist in you to see, all right, what if he was here and how would you feature him? And what about over here? He was a player that could learn, you know, things really quickly. But I was surprised, you know, that he went, you know, outside the division, I would say.
And what is the toughest thing about preparing for him, especially on a short week?
Speed. You know, like he's, you know, in Dallas, he was one of our fastest players. So that's the hardest thing to simulate, you know, for an offensive tackle. The first couple, two or three steps, it's not at a, you know, speed that's, you know, you can simulate in a practice rep. So that would be like early on. I think there's been some rushes that he could surprise some people if you haven't faced him, knowing that he can really jump off the ball.
Liam?
Hey, Coach. Just curious, after watching the film, what did you see from those penalties on Sunday, and how do you go about cleaning those up on a short week?
Yeah, you want to show them all, Liam, first off. The ones that are physical and look at it, you know, like, for instance, like a roughing, you know, can we, you know, lower our hands so that wouldn't happen? Those ones you just coach your way through. The ones that are the pre-snap ones, we had an aligned offsides on offense. We had a false start. I do like when I see people come back, you know, and show resilience. For instance, Austin had a, you know, an offsides and came back to make an epic conversion. Zach had an offsides, came back to make a good touchdown catch. So I don't like them, Liam, and I show them you know, to try to coach us out of them, especially the pre-snap ones. But I do like seeing resilience for people, even if it's a, you know, a drop pass. I thought Jalen Lane kind of showed that as well. There's a drop and he came back to make a conversion later. Those are things I'm looking for in the game as well. But for sure, to have to be lapped in penalties 2-1, not what we're looking for, man.
Thanks, Coach.
Scott.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Obviously, a lot of the players were happy about the win, but in the same breath, some of the players weren't really happy with the overall performance, with the penalties and some missed opportunities. What does that tell you about that group collectively, of maybe the standard, the expectation is kind of moved a little bit?
I'd say, man, it's a really, you know, close and connected team. And so, yeah, they have, you know, really high standards from within the locker room of how we want to go perform. There's going to be mistakes, Scott, especially early in the season. It's how quickly can you get back to being right? And you want to continue to build on that to go. So I expected some mistakes. I expected some of that to happen, a missed tackle or a foul. But we want to eliminate them, man. That's, you're not going to play the perfect game. So I did like where, hey, you fought back and go. I hated the way we finished the half where we didn't get points. I love the way we finished the game, you know, in a winning time moment to, you know, take all the, you know, air out of the clock. And that was a big deal for us. So in most games, there's things you want to do better and do differently. It's nice to have a game under our belt. Hey, these are the lessons. How are we going to grow from them? And we like doing that and talking about them as well.
So a short week here. What's the message to the team? And also, in terms of, you know, this Packers game, just the approach and the mentality, knowing, yes, it's a short week, but it's also early in the season where the bumps and bruises on a short week may be more magnified middle of the season, late in the season.
Yeah, we really have a plan for how we want to go after the, you know, the games, whether it's short or long or night or day and all of those. So as far as the speed, you don't see a lot of that in practice this week, Scott, with the quick turnaround. So you try to manage, you know, that on the early days, and you start building it up as you get closer to the game. But we did have some time before we began our Giants prep to begin on Green Bay. We didn't do any of that with the players, so that'll be their first exposure today. In their mind, today is like a Wednesday, tomorrow's like a Thursday, and the next day is like a Friday. So we just speed up the learning for them. But there's a process to go through. We know what it looks like, how to get there, and now it's time to go put it into effect.
Thanks, Coach.
Candy?
Hey, Coach. I have a question for two of your players, one on offense and one on defense. You already mentioned Tyler Biadasz, so I want to get your thoughts on his performance yesterday, and then Dietrich Wise.
Sure. Yeah, I thought from a line of scrimmage standpoint, this was going to be the game, Candy. We would really have to test and push and see where we could go, and so Tyler probably has not the hardest matchup. It's a hard matchup in a different way. They've got guys that can fly and really rush outside, but Dexter provides a whole nother challenge just because he's got strength, he's got quickness to go, and so that'll call on you to really, you know, play well. But I thought Ty led the whole thing in front, the calls, the movements to go. And then on the other side with Wise, I thought he made a really good first impression as a commander. He's tough, man. He's square, he's strong. All the things that we saw in practice, but the play that probably sticks out to me the most was on down in the red zone. There was a you know, quick throw out to Neighbors. Quan came up to make a tackle. He didn't get it, but you really saw Wise just hauling ass out of the, you know, the stack and making a tackle. That's finishing. That's effort. So that was like my favorite play for him from the game.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ben.
Hey, Dan, I was just wondering, what did you think of in review the end of the first half sequence from when you guys called the last timeout to what happened on the last play where Jaden gets called for the penalty?
Yeah, so in that space on the first one, we want to make sure when we're getting close, you can get two plays off for sure. And then as it gets closer between a third down and a first down, what we would have preferred to do in that scenario is to go clock it. And then if you have a first down, do it quickly. And if it goes into where it's going to be, you know, a third down play, you can do it a little more slowly, knowing that's going to be the last play of the half. So we just missed it, Ben. And it was a bummer for us to leave 3 points there. You know, we've worked some scenarios similar to that one, but not that exact one. But yeah, we just missed it, man. And that falls on me of not having the guys ready to go execute at that spot.
And just what do you think of Terry playing, you know, obviously after missing all that time? And was Chris more elevated in part because you weren't maybe sure what Terry or Noah would be able to do in terms of reps?
Yeah, we had a plan for what we would do with them. And knowing that Terry, you know, was able to do more than Noah was going into it. So that was part of the reasoning with Chris. But it was good to see Terry look, you know, comfortable and back in his, you know, normal routine. And he was about as close to full as you can get. And so it was really cool to see him back into it. We didn't get to hit it on the big one, which I thought would have just lit the place on fire, you know, to have an 80-yarder. But we didn't hit it. And I thought we were just off on a couple of plays that, you know, we could have broke some and we didn't. So we got work to do.
Donna?
Hey, Coach. Looking at the back end of the defense, your quarterback room and your safeties, they look like they were stingy. They weren't giving up anything. What did you see from those guys?
I like it. Stingy. That is exactly how I felt. I knew we would be challenged. The quarterback, Russ, is just fantastic at throwing deep balls. So we knew that's part of, you know, going against them, that, and especially with, you know, Neighbors and Robinson, who've got real speed to get outside, Slayton as well. So that was going to be the challenge. And so I was pleased to see him battle and go for it. I know we had one foul, I believe with Trey on one. Like, those ones we'll coach our way through, Donna, as we're going to learn. But I was pleased to see them. I thought there was a really good tackle also by Will that, you know, like really square and made a third and one or a third down and two. And the team ended up winning the next play. So that tackle that was, you know, like, just there wasn't any yards after the contact. Just a really good tackling demonstration. So, you know, in our first time all together, I thought the tackling was on point. I thought the DBs and the corners specifically really took to the challenge of what was going to happen on the outside.
And looking at the whole game and preparing for Green Bay, what would you say was the things that you say, man, we really got this right in moving on to Green Bay?
Yeah, I would say down in the low red zone, I thought that we got that right defensively. And I liked our physicality, you know, knowing that we really wanted Donna to attack our line of scrimmage. We've put a lot of work into that spot on both sides. So I thought in the run game on both sides, in our first time at it, we hit a lot of the marks that we wanted to. And I think we'll continue to grow in that area. Each opponent's a little bit different, but I was pleased to see on both sides on the line of scrimmage in the run game, how we would go about it.
Thanks.
Mitch?
Coach, after watching the film a little bit, what was your impression of Josh Connerly out there? And as you get ready for a guy like Micah, how can you take what he learned in week one to week two?
Yeah, there's definitely things that you can, you know, pull, Mitch, when you're going from like first time to the next one to go. And it's kind of why you see, like, honestly, the rookies like grow fast because they're able to apply the lessons from one to the next. And Josh is pretty fortunate, man, to see like him on the sideline and in between series, he's visiting with Wiley. And, you know, so you're just, you know, not backing off of the brotherhood to him to help him in any way. And then as you get into the next opponent, you know, you look, you study, you watch it, and then that's how you just keep reloading it. So he's learning the process, really, even as we're going through, like, how do you go about preparing for a game? You know, like the difference between like watching film and studying film. You hear coaches say, hey, watch the film. Like, what the hell does that mean? It's what are you looking for specifically? You know, what's the thing that the tell? What are you trying to find? What can you measure against it? And so learning how to do those things, Mitch, that helps because you're finding out what a player's strengths is and you know yours, and then try like hell to not put yourself in a spot that allows him to, you know, use his strengths against you. And as an offensive lineman or any player in that spot, you don't want to fight any fair fights. You want to make sure you got the right leverage, the right techniques, and to beat that player. So it's really important.
You mentioned Micah's speed being pretty unique, but having an opportunity to start with Brian Burns and work with Vaughn and practice, you know, guys who are quick. How much does that help him? And is that something that can get better from week one to week two when it's such a short week?
Yeah, you can get better. For sure you can. And it does matter. Like, Burns is an excellent rusher. And, you know, we see, like you said, Vaughn here in practice. And all those reps, they just count, man. You just keep putting it into the whole thing. And then that's where, like, the experience comes. That's also life in the NFL as a tackle, you know, like the matchups, the people. And so you grow, you fight. And you know what? He got beat some, too. And that's part of growing and learning. And All right. He blocked really well a lot of times too. There was some excellent protection. And then there's times, you know, you get beaten, that happens. And then you get back up, you go do it again. And, you know, kind of pointing to the resilience piece of people at that spot, you know, that's really important too.
Moises, last one.
Hey coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, it's for the win. It was a good win. I just wanted to ask you, the defense played a heck of a game, and perhaps they didn't get the sack number total that probably the fans expected, but they put a lot of pressure. And I was looking at one of the stats, and it said that the team was able to pressure the opposing quarterback more times than any game last season. What does that say about this defense, and how do you feel about that performance and after week one?
Yeah, I would say we wanted to make sure that, you know, the line of scrimmage, we could play tough, we could play square. There's lots of things that we're going to work on and continue to. In the run game was first and foremost to make sure, could we play square? Could we play strong? Could we make sure that part was happening? And then we'll keep improving as it goes. York's been somebody that's been able to run it. And with Russ, he's got mobility. We weren't pleased that he was able to scramble a few times, you know, for the first downs. But we were pleased with the aggressive nature that the guys played with. But yeah, there's plenty we can dig in on, and that's what we'll do.
All right. Thanks, coach.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, coach.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn talking there. Micah Parsons clearly going to get a lot of attention Thursday night.
Yes, he will.
One dude that I think will help a lot with Micah Parsons, and players like that, they're going to make plays. But John Bates is going to be critically important, especially with a rookie and Josh Connerly on a short week. Don't sleep on John Bates' importance against the Green Bay Packers. What I can tell you, football season is finally here, and if you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only. Know the odds, stick to a budget, and keep your cool. The result of a bet is not a reason to jump on social media and criticize an athlete or a coach. Don't be that guy. It's lame. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud, responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Glizzy Gang update. So AMAC is chipping in, even though he tried to wiggle his way out of it.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to take it. I'm going to eat it late.
AMAC is Rooster's producer, and their show doesn't even start till 2 o'clock, and he thought he got to eat them till the end of the Rooster show. Incorrect, sir. It's during the hours of B. Mitch and Finley, 10 to 2 Eastern. But, yo, I got to give credit to my man White Brian. White Brian said, a bet's a bet. I got to finish this off. Dub B, I just saw him in there heating up another glizzy. What's the glizzy count?
I had just put the mustard on the final hot dog.
That's 15?
This is 15 sitting in front of me.
All right, so you have done, this will be your 11th?
12th. Oh. And AMAC did 3.
That's good support, AMAC. I want you guys to know that combined.
AMAC, your jersey ugly, though.
Yo, I mean, AMAC's wearing the most bootleg Eli Manning jersey I've ever seen. Bootleg, dog. And combined, you guys have outscored the New York Giants. Not just yesterday, but in their past 2 season openers. As a matter of fact, you've almost gotten to their point total in all 3 season openers under Brian Daboll. They've scored 18 points in 3 season openers under Dabes. So congrats, White Brian. Does that help your stomach, knowing just how well your New York football Giants have performed in week 1?
No, made it worse.
I asked this question yesterday to Mitch Tischler on the Beltway Football Podcast. The Commanders.
Mitch and his friend?
What's that?
Mitch and his friend?
Yo, Mitch and his
bud. The Lanternfly?
He said he might get superpowers from Lanternfly.
I don't know about that.
Commanders opened the season yesterday with the New York Giants. Pretty resounding victory, 21-6. The Giants were completely inept offensively, and a lot of that was a byproduct of a really, really stingy, as Dan Quinn liked the word Donna Hopkins used, a stingy Washington defense. So, Brian. Commanders opened the season with a victory over the Giants on September 7th. Washington does not face the Giants again until December 14th. That is 3 months from now.
Okay.
3 months and a week, to be exact, Lanfield.
Yes.
Is Brian Daboll still the coach?
Oh, no.
Why, Brian?
I thought you were going to ask, are we going to be seeing Jackson Dart?
Oh, we might be seeing Jameis by then. White Brian. Will Brian Daboll be the coach when the Commanders have their second matchup against the Giants on December 14th?
No.
Landfill?
Absolutely not.
Who's playing quarterback on December 14th?
I could go anyway because the Giants' offensive line is so bad, their quarterback is going to get hit a lot.
It may be somebody not on their roster.
Somebody could get injured.
Bring back DeVito.
They might get DeVito back.
Why, Brian?
Please, did he go somewhere else?
Yo, he's in New England now.
Yeah.
Why, Brian, would you be thrilled to see DeVito back?
No. Keep him on the commercials. I think he's on a...
Yo, he did get a commercial. Shout out to Tommy DeVito and his agent.
A major commercial.
Why, Brian, will you make another glizzy bet for Commanders-Giants Week 15?
It's a long way from now. I got to see what the aftermath of this is like.
Will you ever make another glizzy bet again?
Probably not.
We need Jeff to...
Does Rose know about this bet?
Yeah, she thought I finished in like an hour. She said, how'd it go at like 11:30?
It's never good when she thought you finished, White Brian. Ideally, she knows when you finish. We got to go. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.